Well, the Syrian opposition is trying to unify its message and its protesters to challenge President Assad there. The government says it is considering further reforms, and the standoff continues. Their often bloody crackdown between the security forces has provoked an outcry from the international community and foreign diplomats in Syria. One of those diplomats, U.S. Ambassador to Syria, Robert Ford. Lise Doucette is a reporter for our partner, the BBC, and spoke with the ambassador in Damascus.
The government says you are leading Syria on the road to chaos.
The United States isn't leading Syria anywhere. The United States is asking only that the Syrian government respect basic human rights of their own people as enshrined in the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, a declaration which the Syrian government itself is a signatory to. We the Americans, have never laid out how or what that Syrian transition should be. That's up to Syrians to do. It is the government's incredible repression, the brutality, which is actually raising tensions here. It is the government's repression which is actually stirring up more violence, and it is the government's repression which is preventing a political process from moving forward peacefully.
Do you worry that the protests will start becoming violent? Because if you say they are predominantly peaceful, some say even the protesters are now saying they're not working.
I, too, in my own conversations with Syrians, hear that there is more discussion among the street protest movement about whether or not they should take up arms. We have consistently said we thought that would be a bad idea, that they should stay peaceful. We have underlined to them that the international community is full of admiration for the fact that the street protest movement has been so peaceful so far. But in the last couple of months, we have seen more and more reports of violence in places such as Homs, Daraa, and yes, it is a concern.
You have no Security Council resolution. You have no immediate call for sanctions. You have calls from the protesters here saying the international community has to protect us. What are you going to do?
One of the things that we're working on now, Liz, with the Security Council resolution text, is could we get mention of international monitors under UN authority to come out here? So we may get...
Do you think President Assad would accept that?
I'm not going to prejudge what President Assad's decision on such things would be.
It seems highly unlikely.
This is a gradual process, Liz. We have to negotiate it out in New York. Diplomacy, like politics, a lot of times is the art of the possible. These are step-by-step things. We have ratcheted up our pressure gradually in response to things that the government does, and we will keep doing that.
Are you a frustrated ambassador?
I'm a sad ambassador. It makes me genuinely sad to hear almost daily now of 5 dead, 10 dead, 20 dead. Fridays are very sad days.
U.S. Ambassador to Syria Robert Ford speaking with Lise Doucette, correspondent for our partner, the BBC.